Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you're meeting up with someone and they text you that they're going to be a few minutes late, mm-hmm. how late do you expect them to be?
15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say 15. That's a good number.
Up to 15 max.
There you go. Yeah.
A popular website polled 5,000 people about that, and the top answer was 5 to 10 minutes late.
Sorry, I meant something else when I texted you that then.
I'm always late, so I would expect at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, just change the starting time.
I know what that means.
51% of people said that in the 5 to 10 minute window. Okay. Almost a quarter said it should be 10 to 30 minutes late.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a pretty big window.
30 is like pushing that. 30 is like you need to call and be like, I'm running so late. You know, go do something else for a minute.
I think 30 is more than just I'm late. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm really behind right now.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's more than just like I'm a little bit late. It's I'm ruining the entire day right
now. He's not ruining it. Not until like an hour.
We're going to miss appetizers.
Yeah. And 3% said running a few minutes behind means they'll be more than a half an hour late.
Whoa, that's not
no surprise. God. That group was made entirely of Gen Zers.
Of course.
I would say that is my best friend. I literally just don't plan on her ever showing up. I'm like, hey, I'm going to, like, let's say dinner. I'll be there at 6. She comes for dessert at 7 o'clock.
Okay. You just go.
She's terrible. She's so terrible.
So you're not late though if all your friends show up 45 minutes late. Yeah. That's what happens for me.
That's true. Yeah. Then you're kind of like on time.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the fashionably late thing where you don't show up to the party exactly when it starts.
Yeah.
I'm still just
Jeffrey's still learning that.
Yeah. My party.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have dinner reservations at 6, it means really they're at 7:30.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff literally showed up with his parents early.
Well,
rookie mistake.
So I know what you're all wondering. Does that mean we're late today?
Don't you say it! Wait, the music didn't hit.
No, actually, we're right on time for the shot caller question of the day.
Oh, God, I was
waiting for it the whole time.
It's got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last. And I got Brooke. Grandma Shark.
My kids are like four.
Grandma Shark.
All right, stop it.
How are you going to put the shot collar on those
Shut
things?
Up, Jose.
Brooke's putting on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
I know most people in this room have cut the cord and gotten rid of cable, besides Jose, who still has it, and multiple satellite dishes as a backup.
Yeah, I had Jake over, and he was amazed at how many channels I had.
But overall, it's safe to say people aren't watching live TV as much as they used to.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, only 3 happened after the year 2000. And hint, 1 happened in the year 2005. Tell me the 3 series finales that I'm talking about.
I know one right away.
What?
Friends.
That's a good one. Was that the 2000s?
Friends started mid-90s, so it would have ended in the 2000s.
Yeah, I feel
I was also going to say Seinfeld. Because I remember when Seinfeld ended, and it was like an event,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I remember that too, but I don't think that was the 2000s, was it?
Yeah, I thought Seinfeld started in like the late 80s.
I thought it was running the same time that Friends was.
No. I think he's right. It was like 89, like the last year.
I feel like I was in... Okay.
But I think I remember Sopranos. It wasn't 89, everyone talking about 90s. The Sopranos... They didn't like the final ending. That's why they talked about it. Wasn't
but the
good.
Sopranos are on HBO. Couldn't you always like not watch it live on HBO?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because the whole point was live. It's live.
Live TV.
And I don't know. I mean, I didn't have HBO when the Sopranos were on.
Yeah, I never watched it.
So I don't know if you could like watch back.
I think most people didn't have HBO when the Sopranos were on.
Oh.
And that like that's why the viewership is much lower. It's something that people caught on to after it was done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did he say what type of show? Because American Idol was huge in the beginning. It'd be the season finale. It wasn't the show finale, but it was the season finale every year.
You're right. That's actually tricky because we don't think about those as like TV shows.
Let's get the question one more time.
Of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, only three have happened after the turn of the century. All of them aired on major networks, and each of them had more than 30 million viewers. Should you receive a golden guess for this since we're in the golden age of television?
Yes.
The answer is no.
Oh.
Please continue pontificating on your own.
Okay, pontificating.
So one I was thinking, I don't know if it's of all time, but was the Modern Family season finale pretty big or not big enough?
It was. I feel like it was post like subscription services though. I feel like these need to be like pre-subscription services.
Anything that was later in the game, cable's going to be way too prevalent where everybody has DVR already.
Sure.
You have a million different channel options.
You're not watching it live.
Right. And
you're
so this has to be
viewership.
Early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't even record it or anything.
About.
You're saying like you had to sit down and watch
it. One show that always slips my mind that I always think is way older than it actually is Frasier. Frasier came out in the 90s and ended in the early 2000s.
Frasier was the same time as Seinfeld.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was later. And that I felt the same way. It feels like a really ancient show, but it was actually not that long ago.
I don't think it was big enough to have like a huge series finale. I mean, I think you got to think like classics, The Office. Okay, I'm gonna put that on the list.
That's late 2000. That's
like
that ended in 2014 or something like that.
Yeah, but it was before we had streaming.
And
of this
the,
type of stuff.
The series ended without Michael Scott.
Yeah, I stopped
and
watching.
Nobody wanted to see it
after
he left.
I'm a bad Office fan. I'm one of those guys.
I would go with Hannah Montana over The Office. Like that was
good
stuff.
That
final episode where Hannah learns to twerk.
Wow.
Life changing.
Okay. I think you're wrong. I think The Office is on there.
What about Lost? Lost was huge in the early 2000s.
Lost was huge. You have to consider
everybody was talking about Lost.
And it was on ABC, and it was like everyone had to watch every week and talked about it.
I'm going
to
say Friends.
Good.
Right. I'm going to say The Office.
Bad.
Bad.
And I'm going to say... Sopranos.
Lost.
Sopranos.
Okay.
Boo.
Ooh.
Okay. read the question. Read the answer.
Out of the top 30 most watched television series finales of all time, three finales happened after the year 2000. And according to my guy, Neil Nielsen at the Television Ratings Academy, those shows were...
You know him, huh?
Airing... good friend. Airing in 2004 with 52.5 million viewers was Friends. You got that correct.
Very good. Very good, Brooke.
Also airing in 2004 with 33.7 million viewers, arguably the most successful spin-off show of all time, Frasier.
I didn't know it was that big.
The final thing I have on my list, airing in 2005 with 32.9 million viewers, was Everybody Loves Raymond.
I forgot about that one.
Lost only had 13.5 million viewers, and The Office had a paltry 5.7 million viewers.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Scott left. People didn't like Robert California.
Yeah. Well, did not get that right. And so, Brooke, you're gonna get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song Closer by Chainsmokers.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford, but that tattoo on your shoulder.
The pace just kept escalating there.
Yeah.
Faster and faster.
Stop yelling at me.
Yeah, that's your shock.
So disappointing.
It's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.